Comics Log. Joke date, Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. I'm in Missoula, Montana, walking from a grocery store back to my hotel room because my car ain't running. We'll find out a little bit more about that later in this here Big Dumb Podcast. But first, the opening music.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
I am in Missoula, Montana, and let me back up and tell you what's happened the past several days. It's just been nutty. On Friday, May 3rd, I was in South Beach, Oregon, at the home of Kathy Red Wine and Boo Red Wine, and we had a fun show at their house, and that was dandy, and they showed me where they live, and the beach, and ice cream, and I helped them paint their house. Yeah. And then we did a show, and Kathy was very funny beforehand. She said, "I don't know. I don't think we're going to get many people, maybe three or two." But we wound up with 11, and that was nice. And I did a pretty darn long show, and it went quite well. In fact, it might have been the best show of the tour. Hard to say. So many factors go into determining whether a show is awesome or blows. This was definitely on the awesome side of things. Said goodbye to them on Saturday and headed up to Seattle, to the new home of my friends, Lisa and David Browdy. They used to live in Salt Lake City. Now they live in Seattle. And they, for the third time, had me perform at their house. First time at the house in Seattle, but third time overall. And we had a very large crowd of 20, which was cool because they invited their friends. They don't have as many friends yet because they're new to the area compared to Salt Lake City. But in addition to their very nice friends, we had my old friend Aaron Anderson, whose last name is not Anderson anymore, and I've currently forgotten what it is. She used to live in Arizona, Tucson to be specific. I met her back in the 90s, at least 20 years ago, when I was doing comedy there. And we kind of lost track of each other and then caught up again on Facebook a couple years ago. We've tried to organize a show at her house in Seattle or when she's back visiting friends and family in Arizona to do one at one of their houses, but it's never worked out until this past Saturday when she brought a bunch of her friends from the northern Seattle area to Lisa and David's house, which was dandy. And I found out later they all drove at least an hour to come to that show, so that was real nice. And Lisa said to me via a message some weeks ago, "Maybe it'd be better if you didn't start with a hot dog song." And I know what she's really saying was, "Maybe it'd be better if you didn't do the hot dog song, because it's not her cup of tea. She would really rather I do political stuff. She's very much the liberal snowflake, just like me." So, against my better judgment, and I'm not blaming her because I'm the one who decided to place it in the show where I did, I pretty much opened with the Donald Trump idiocy song. And that pretty much divided the room. I mean, most of the folks there were of a like mind, but there were some who I lost and never quite got back, even though I said stuff like, "Hey, live through this song and then we'll do some fun stuff that everybody can enjoy." It was just a mistake. And so what could have been a really great show was a good show, not bad, but could have been a lot better. And when am I ever going to learn? Don't do what people want you to do or what you think people want you to do. Do what you know works best. It doesn't mean that I always know exactly how well things are going to go, but my instincts are getting sharper. That's kind of the whole point of being out here. Get them instincts sharper. Get to be a stronger comedian. And don't let other things besides "we must do the best show we can" influence my decisions, for the love of Pete. Anyway, it was not a bad show, and it was really fun visiting with Lisa and David and everything. That was Saturday the 4th. That was Star Wars Day. Then on Sunday the 5th, I drove all the way up to Port Angeles, Washington, a town northwest of Seattle that's still in the United States and is not Alaska. And I didn't know that was even a possibility. Saw my old friends Stephen and Darlene Lomas, who I haven't seen in, man, 15 years? Something like that. We all used to live in Los Angeles, and of course now we all live in different places. And that was pretty awesome. We only got the two of them, their dog, and three other friends, but we had a really fun show. Their friend, Albert, was particularly taken with how amazing I am. He said afterward, that was just amazing. Why aren't you famous? And that was simply delightful. And doing a show once again for 5 people and a dog, again, not the goal, but it's certainly a fairly good feeling to be able to get a decent show out of 5 people. What the hey. So that was Sunday, and then on Monday, I drove to Spokane, Washington. That was a long drive across all of Washington State, and my friend Jackie Fox put together a show for me at a senior center, and she invited some of her other friends who are not quite seniors yet. Gosh darn it, that was a fun show. I mean, seriously. Sometimes I just get it together. You know what I was just saying about stick to your guns, do follow your instincts, don't do what they tell you to do, don't do what you on paper think you should do. These are people who want to have a good time. They may not get everything, but put some energy in and stick to what works. And we did have some fun. I put a lot of energy into it. I talked more slowly, partly because they couldn't hear too well, but also because the room was very echoey. So slowed down a little bit, like I've always known I should, and hit them with some just goofy energy. And they liked the naughty stuff too. And my favorite part of the whole show, before I got on stage, I'd been standing at the back of the room where there's a little coffee bar where they get their coffee and their tea. And I noticed a piece of paper posted there by management of this senior living facility that said, if we run out of creamer and sugar, it will not be replenished until the first of the month. And I brought that up when I was on stage. I said, hey, folks, I noticed that back there it says, if we run out of sugar and creamer, we don't get any more till the end of the month. Well, I want you to know, if we run out, I will bring you a 10-pound bag of sugar and 50 gallons of creamer, because this is bullshit. You guys aren't, you're not inmates. And they went nuts. That was good. Really won some people over on that one. I mean, for crying out loud. So that was pretty darn good. And then I hung out with Jackie and her grandson, Tyler. We had dinner at Tomato Street, which is a dandy little Italian place that I'd never heard of. Then we drove up to a casino in somewhere in the middle of Idaho, where I think Jackie has some kind of deal because she sells Avon and she gets rooms and something. Anyway, she got a room for herself and her grandson and one for me, and we spent the night in a casino spa hotel thing, and that was swell. And then on Tuesday, May 7th, we drove to her house up in Troy, Montana, way up in the hills, where I have played twice before in her beautiful log cabin that she built with her husband, Mike. And we set everything up, and it was dandy, and then nobody showed up. And I mean nobody. For quite a while. It was an hour past showtime before one family from around the corner, and this is way up in the middle of nowhere, there's just not a whole lot of people. One family, let's see if I can remember everybody's name. Shane was the husband, and Esther was the mom, and their kids were Donna and Jolene, and, oh crud, starts with an S. Let's see, the third one's name was, it's going to come to me anyway, 4 little kids, and did a bunch of kids' songs. Jackie sang some songs, then the kids sang some songs, we just passed the microphone around. It was quite a great deal of fun, and even if it was a complete bust for me doing my show, hey, what the heck, you just take what you get. Then this morning, May 8th, I hit the road at 5 a.m., because I had to be in Billings, Montana that night for a show at a distillery. And who knows how that was going to go, because 4 hours after hitting the road and making a big wrong turn that cost me about an hour and a half of driving. Oh my God. Don't you love it when you leave the house, the GPS says 8 hours and 10 minutes to your destination, and then an hour later you've got 9 hours to go? Ay, ay, ay. So anyway, 4 hours after leaving the home of Jackie and Mike, a deer jumped out in front of me, and I tagged it, and I believe I killed it, and it stopped the tour. I called AAA, I called the police, registered a report, and the nice tow truck guys towed me all the way to Missoula, which is like 50 miles, and took it to Rick's Auto Body in Missoula, Montana, and they haven't finished fixing the car yet, but I gotta say, their attitude is so very nice. Normally, such a thing would be a week or two or three, depending on how busy things are, but they're going to get this done for me, and on my way, a partial repair. It won't be a full repair, but they understand my plight, that I'm on tour, that I'm just passing through, and they're going to do what they can to get me going, hopefully by tomorrow evening, because tomorrow will be Thursday, and Friday I'm supposed to be in Laramie, Wyoming, which is 12 hours drive from Missoula. So, fingers crossed, we get this going. So I got myself a hotel room a few blocks from the garage, and I'm waiting to see how this is going to work out. And I got to say, this trip, this tour, has been full of bummers. Shows canceled, shows with no people at them, car trouble, people trouble, just stuff. Kind of makes me wonder, why am I doing this? It's a little depressing, I gotta say. I try to stay upbeat during these here podcasts, but they're beating Steve down out here. As a friend of mine said, who almost canceled a show and then backed out of canceling it because I pleaded, she said, maybe the universe is trying to tell you something. And I thought about it, and I've decided the universe is trying to tell me, don't let anything get in your way. You just keep fucking fighting, because I can't think of anything else I'm supposed to do except create goofy crap. So that's what I'm doing out here. 12 people at a time. We'll see what comes next. Hoping to hear from the Edinburgh people out there in Scotland. Hoping to do the Fringe Festival in August, but we will just see. All right. Sorry to be a bummer. Here's a goofy song right after I say, thanks for listening to the Big Dumb Podcast. Please subscribe and see you next time.
So you're in an economic pickle with your great big sports utility vehicle. Can't afford the fuel, can't sell it, can't trade it. What the hell are you gonna do? I know a guy. He's been turning wrenches for years. You should give him a try. And yeah, you can pay him with beer. Come on down to Frank's Garage. Bring him your big old motor. Then take your SUV apart and build your two Toyotas. Forget biodiesel and solar. Then cut your SUV in half and make two Corollas. Tired of getting 30 gallons to the mile. Need something smaller than your domicile. That means your house. Come on down to Frank's Garage with that Hummer you're so fond of. To take your SUV apart and build you two damn Hondas. He's got the tools and the price you can afford. He'll cut your SUV in half and make four Accords. Gas is 20 bucks a quart, but Frank don't want you no import. See how many Mini Coopers he made out of one excessive Escalade. Escalade. Escalade, Escalade. Come on down to Frank's Garage with that big old Dodge Dakota. Take your SUV apart and build you eight Toyotas. Frank's not out there hugging Triuses. He's cutting navigators into Priuses. Frank once worked at the Hummer plant, but last year he got fired. Now he turns 2-ton Tonka tanks into tiny little hybrids. Come on down to Frank's Garage. He's east of Escondido. You'll take your SUV apart and build your fleet of Geos. There's no need to fret, bro. With a new Suburban and a K-Suburban, he'll make you 16 Metros. Yeah, come on down to Frank's Garage. It's worth the wait in line. Come on down to Frank's Garage. It's 2-for-1 all the time. Come on down to Frank's Garage. A gas price is killing you. Come on down to Frank's Garage. You can run on one cylinder.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!